A show on Broadway will spin its final web tomorrow. When Spider-Man: Turn Off the Dark opened in June 2011, its estimated $75 million budget was by far the biggest in Broadway history. Now, as it closes, its estimated $60 million loss means it is the biggest flop in the history of Broadway. Jeff London reports.
Regardless of how you look at it, Spider-Man was going to be one of the most talked about Broadway shows. It had songs by U2's Bono and the Edge. It was directed by The Lion King's Julie Taymor. It was based on a hit Marvel comic book and movie franchise. There were going to be flying stunts right over the audience's heads. But somehow, it all went very wrong, from injured actors to huge cost overruns. Jeremy Gerard both reported on the show and reviewed it, three times, for Bloomberg News.
Spider-Man will be legendary because of the cost and because of the injuries and because of the ridiculous press attention that was paid to it. But ultimately, it's a bad show.
I'm a $65 million circus tragedy.
Glenn Berger, the show's co-author, has written a juicy tell-all memoir about the show called Song of Spider-Man. He says when the show had its first reading for producers and investors way back in 2007, everyone was convinced Spider-Man was going to be a monster hit. Berger sat next to the actors reading fantastical stage directions.
Some of the things that I described in these stage directions, we weren't actually able to render. And so some of the story points that were perfectly clear in a reading became a lot fuzzier when we finally hit the stage.
Jeremy Gerard thinks the reliance on costly and complicated special effects might have been one of Spider-Man's first mistakes.
Most of the time when Broadway tries to be the movies, it's a terrible failure.
At any rate, as Spider-Man was about to start previews on Broadway, after long, expensive technical rehearsals, it was clear that some of the effects weren't going to work at all. Like a million-dollar spider web, which was supposed to hang over the audience at the end of the show for a spectacular battle sequence, says Glenn Berger.
And it turned out that the web net, they just couldn't get it to work. It just kept catching on things, and so they scrapped it, and suddenly we didn't have an ending.
See the blood fall from the sky.
When the show gave its first preview in November of 2010, it was plagued by technical difficulties. Actors were left dangling above the audience, and the show instantly became an internet and Twitter phenomenon. As months went by, Spider-Man turned into the center of a media feeding frenzy, including on the Colbert Report.
Finally, a tip of my hat to the new musical Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, which, due to all the recent injuries to actors, may soon change its name to Spider-Man, Notify Next of Kin.
Critics, tired of waiting for the show to open, came in and gave scathing reviews. Michael Cole, Spider-Man's lead producer, says he took some of the criticism to heart and asked respected director Julie Taymor to make significant changes to her vision.
She was absolutely convinced that her vision and her show was going to make it. We were convinced of the opposite because it had been playing for 4 months.
Long story short, Taymor was sacked, a new team brought in, the show closed for 3.5 weeks for major revisions, and finally opened to equally scathing reviews. Still, audiences came. The show ran for over 1,000 performances, but everyone agrees that Spider-Man was ultimately done in by impossibly high operating expenses, between $1.2 and $1.4 million weekly. Jeremy Gerard thinks the loss will be epic.
I think that when you factor in the very few streaks in which it took in more at the box office than it was spending at the box office, when you factor in the lawsuits and the injuries and work that had to be done on the theater, I would say it's going to be closer to an entire loss.
Producer Michael Cole plans to bring versions of Spider-Man to Las Vegas on an arena tour and to Hamburg, Germany, but has no firm plans at the moment. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.